Flotation collar now approximately halfway around the spacecraft. Now reported 2,000 yards away from the spacecraft and making its approach. Flotation collar now being inflated.
Attached and inflated.
Inflation of the flotation collar complete. Swimmers are now sitting on the collar, that's a flotation collar that's supporting the command module. The landing platform helicopter Princeton, carrier Princeton, affectionately known by its crew as Sweet Pea, is skippered by Captain Carl M. Cruz of Woodville, Texas, who coincidentally is a distant cousin of Orange Team Flight Director Pete Frank. Back in review, splash time, 192 hours, 3 minutes, 25 seconds.
This time and are inflating it and attaching our securing line. inflated. The bumpers are securing at this time.
We've had confirmation from the recovery vessel Princeton that the command module hatch has been opened and Apollo 10 crew egress is likely to take place as they climb out onto the raft and await pickup by the recovery helicopter. Recovery vessel Princeton now estimates 1,100 yards from the ship to where the command module is floating. One crewman of Apollo 10 is out on the raft, as reported from the ship. Unknown at this time which one it is. Crewmen are now in the raft, awaiting pickup by the recovery helicopter. Helicopter's now moving into position to lower the net for picking up the crew.
Ray is approaching the module. The rescue net is almost in the water this time, approaching the strand.
The device lowered from the helicopter is known as a Billy Pugh net. Mission Control, the room is getting rather crowded. As people from the back rooms and off-duty flight controllers move in to watch the recovery operations on a 10 by 10 television projector, which is showing the commercial TV from the prime recovery vessel on the front screen of Mission Control Center. There goes the first astronaut up into the helicopter in the Billy Pugh net. One crewman aboard, second one will be picked up momentarily as the helicopter lowers the net for the second pickup. Second crewman being hauled up now in the Billy Pugh net toward the Recovery 3 helicopter.
At the raft. the third astronaut is climbing aboard.
Third and last crewman now being hoisted up into the helicopter. This is Apollo Control. A few moments ago, Manned Spacecraft Center Flight Operations Director Chris Kraft shouted across the control room to Rear Admiral Fred E. Bakoudis, who is commander of Manned Spacecraft Recovery Force Pacific, Carrier Task Force 130, his congratulations for a job well done in the Princeton recovery area. Recovery aircraft number 3 now approaching the Princeton.
Our boss, you may descend to your discretion.
flight controllers here in Mission Control gathering ever more tightly here, crowding around, looking at the large 10x10 television projector at the front of the Mission Control Center as the helicopter lands on the deck of the Princeton, awaiting the crew stepping out of the chopper onto the deck of the carrier. On deck at 41 minutes past, 31 minutes past the hour. I think the boxes of cigars are being broken out here in Mission Control as the helicopter touches down on deck. NASA Administrator Thomas O. Paine here in the control center, as is Manned Spacecraft Center Director Dr. Robert Gilruth. It's almost elbow to elbow in here. Cigars beginning to light up all around the room. Deal of applause here in Mission Control as the crew steps out of the helicopter. Control room is elbow to elbow, from door to door. Cigars have been passed around. I have no estimate on how many boxes of cigars. On the center screen, the 10x20 scribing projector, we have a large American flag, 20 feet wide. Next to that is the Apollo 10 crew patch on a 10x10 projector. Here in Mission Control, they've just hung the Apollo 10 crew patch along with the rest of the manned Apollo mission patches up next to the ceiling along one side wall. There's a large number of American flags on all the consoles. A lot of cigar smoke drifting up. Everyone's waving their flag for the benefit of commercial TV. It's quite noisy in here. Now impossible to hear the communication circuits. This is Apollo Control. This control center, I doubt, could hold more than about three more people. Pandemonium personified. Cigars, cameras, flags, people. A lot of exhilaration, exuberance here. Handshaking. Congratulations going in all directions. Various people among the Department of Defense and the National Aeronautics and Space Administration after a very successful lunar mission, predecessor to lunar landing in Apollo 11. At 192 hours, 49 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control signing off.
You and Commander Young and Commander Cernan would care to say a few words to the ship's company, we'd be very appreciative, sir.
Well, first of all, it's really great to be back from the moon, and all of us feel in great shape.